broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. This is the broadcast for November the 17th in the year of our Lord, 2022. This is Hour 2 at 2. And Eldon Stahl of the John Birch Society, the new JBS.org, thenewamerican.com, field coordinator with me. Phenomenal job as always. He's with me both hours. In the last hour, we talked a lot about the culture war. And we talked about how the Senate's voting to promote same-sex marriage. And in that bill, again, this is where politicians really have a problem. We got to have one issue, one item at a time bills. And they don't in this case. It's religious freedom with gay marriage mixed together. I believe the two bills are at 100% at odds, 180 from one another. And to put them both in the same bill is a disaster. Politicians do this to try to garner support. And the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints has doubled down in support of this bill. I personally doubled down against this bill. And, you know, I understand the church's viewpoints. I just disagree, that's all, which I'm entitled to do. Anyway, the bottom line is they believe this approach is the way forward as we work together to preserve the principles and practices of religious freedom together with the rights of gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender individuals. So we're trying to foster greater understanding. We're trying to respect their rights and religious freedom. I believe you can't do both at the end of the day. That's really the bottom line. I don't believe you can do both at the end of the day. And that's why I cannot go along, Eldon.
Yeah, I can't go along with that either. I mean, the supposed right to marry somebody of the same sex, that's just a made up right anyway. And if there is a right, of course, that should be addressed not by the federal government. Really, marriage should be, you know, government shouldn't be involved in marriage anyway. So it's a
dichotomy here because Clarence Thomas has stood up boldly for the same point you're making. And now that he's on the ropes, they're talking about trying to impeach or getting rid of Clarence Thomas, one of the more conservative judges on the court, yeah, about this very topic. It's weird to me how the government says, hey, we're not really in charge of abortion. We've had it that way for 60 years or whatever it is, for 50 plus years, and we're wrong. We shouldn't have done it. Now we're going to get rid of it. That's a state issue. And now they're trying to take over marriage as if it's somehow more of the federal government's purview than murdering babies. See, I don't think so. And I think that's where we're kind of going wrong on this. And that's why constitutionally I can't back this either, because the authority to define marriage is not a federal government authority at all. Eldon.
Yeah, and this is kind of problematic for a church that has for many years said we should uphold constitutional principles. It seems to me that there's some people in the leadership that don't understand some basic constitutional principles. And so that reflects, of course, on the people at large, because, leadership is taken from the people at large as well. And so if we don't demand of our leaders that they uphold these principles, then, of course, they're not going to pay attention to them either.
Yeah, so I kind of have a problem with this whole thing. But when I see Congress doubling down in defense of this, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints and huge organizations doubling down in defense of this, when I see Disney hiring a drag star for their new releases, when I see Disney promoting Little Demon, and then I see this contrast, you see hopefully that people like Sam Bushman, Eldon Stahl, Brian Russ, Kelly Finnegan, others, were trying to provide clear direction. And I think there's another lady who's trying to do the same thing. Listen carefully to this headline from The Blaze. To those who have tried to assassinate my character, I love you. That's Candace Cameron Bure. And that's her responding to backlash after saying that her network will keep traditional marriage at the core of their releases. This is really, really interesting in my opinion, because what happened is she was on Hallmark and did a lot of movies with Hallmark. Great actress, by the way. And then Hallmark tried to create this, quote, drive-by sexual agenda. Let me explain what I mean by drive-by sexual agenda. You know, Rush Limbaugh was well-known for talking about the drive-by media. What they'll do is they'll just basically assault you without warning, without the ability to respond. It's just a drive-by. It's just a boom. You're sitting there and you're attacked. Well, that's what would happen now in Hallmark movies. They do drive-by gay and lesbian, bisexual, transgender, queer, plus, whatever knows agendas. And because you'd be watching a movie. Oh, I don't know. Let's say it's a 90-minute movie, just for sake of discussion. And about a minute and 40, or an hour and 40 minutes in, hour and 50 minutes in, so you've only got, you know, a third left or something, or 20 minutes left or whatever. I'm sorry. Let me start over. An hour and, say, 30 minutes is the whole movie. So at about an hour in, or an hour and 10 in, you would have this scenario where all of a sudden a gay character would just spring up. And it would be casual, but yet in your face. And so the guy would be talking and it'd all of a sudden be like, I don't know, I'll have to check with my husband. Boom. Just assault in your face. Or a girl will be like, I've loved you forever. And the other woman's like, what? And so it's like a drive-by. It's like an assault. It's like a forced agenda. Well, anyway, Candace Cameron Bure left the network because she felt like that violated her personal values and her Christian beliefs. So now she's with a new network. And I'm going to have to hunt down the name of the new network. But anyway, so Candace Cameron Bure issued a statement explaining that she loves everyone, including people who attack her online in an attempt to smear her character. Now, I look at Ron DeSantis and his kind response to the attacks of Donald Trump. All he said was, hey, we got things to do. Whenever you're getting things done, you get attacked. Don't worry about it. Move on. Let's work on what we're doing. And now Candace Cameron Bure's response, and now the response that I'm trying to take here, Eldon, think about the difference in the vitriol and the division and the hatred and the attacks and the versus the response of Ron DeSantis, hopefully the way we're responding, the way Candace Cameron Bure is responding, et cetera. Interesting diabolical comparison, right?
Yeah, as we know, the people that tend to promote or talk at least about tolerance and love and all these things could be some of the most vitriolic people when you don't agree with them. They decide to use all manner of offensive language to try to attack you and other methods, sometimes physical violence.
So she announced her departure from Hallmark. And I'm trying to find where the new... Oh, the Great American Family Network. There you have it, the Great American Family Network. So that's good news. She reveals why she left Hallmark and why she's doing what she's doing. And again, I think that's the right thing to do. I think you vote with your talents. I think you vote with your dollars. But you don't show hatred. You don't show anger. You respond like she's doing. She just says, look, Hallmark, if you're going to go that direction, I'm not with you. Thank you for the wonderful time together. I'm out. She goes and finds a new network. Everybody attacks her. She responds back and says, you know what? I love all of you. You know what? That's Christ's way. That's the way I'm going to roll. And I, you know, there you have it. There you have what do you say,
yep.
Eldon? I really think it's a great example.
Yeah, definitely. That's something that, sometimes we have to vote with our feet. Sometimes we have to say, you know what? I can't be a part of this anymore. If that's the way direction you're going to go.
Yeah. She revealed her preference for the Great American Family Network's values and discussed her move. So I just think, again, that's focusing on, you know, what can she do? How can she play a role? And she can just explain her preference for the Great American Family Network's values and discussing her move. I think that's the best way to do it. Here's what I'm doing. Here's why I'm doing it. Here's what I want to do. Yeah, you attackers, I love you too. Man, I wish we could do a lot more of that, Eldon, because I really think that's where we hold the moral high ground. That's where we can make the biggest difference.
You could translate this into, for example, you see similar ideas being pushed in the government schools. You know, the most effective, best thing you can do is leave. And sometimes that's the appropriate thing. The children of Israel had to leave Egypt. They were an idol-worshipping, oppressive government that held the people as slaves. That wasn't going to be reformed. At some point, you have to come to that conclusion and vote with your feet and leave.
There you have it. There are the answers. And there's things that you have control of. It's one thing that I think a lot of times we don't really recognize or realize or think about as well. You know what? I don't have control over all this. And I feel kind of sometimes stuck. But you know what? If you think about it the way I'm talking about, you just say, look, I don't control all that stuff. But I do have control over my money. I do have control over what I put my stamp of approval on. I do have control over my little sphere of influence, no matter how big or little that may be, right? All right, when we come back, I want to talk about the New American Magazine because it's tremendous. We'll do it in seconds on your radio.
There has been no evidence of widespread voter fraud.
The 2020 elections were one of the most corrupt in history. See the proof for yourself.
We tracked 2,000 mules making multiple ballot drops.
2,000 mules, a shocking new movie from Dinesh D'Souza.
One mule made 53 trips to 20 drop boxes.
2,000 mules. Join the special virtual premiere and Q&A on May 7th. Get your tickets now. Available only at 2000mules.com. 2000mules.com. Sponsored by Salem Media Group.
Do you know what is great about America? Ask an Immigrant. Ask an Immigrant is a new podcast dedicated to helping Americans, especially our youth, value, appreciate, and be grateful for the freedoms we have here in America. Join host Lydia Wallace Nuttall as she interviews immigrants from around the world to discover their inspiring personal stories about why they came to America. To learn more about why America is the most prosperous, greatest country in the world, download the Loving Liberty app or go to lovingliberty.net.
Why don't we say to the government writ large that they have to spend a little bit less? Anybody ever had less money this year than you had last? Anybody ever having a 1% pay cut? You deal with it. That's what government needs, a 1% pay cut. If you take a 1% pay cut across the board, you have more than enough money to actually pay for the disaster relief. But nobody's going to do that because they're fiscally irresponsible. Who are they? Republicans. Who are they? Democrats. Who are they? Virtually the whole body is careless and reckless with your money. So the money will not be offset by cuts anywhere. The money will be added to the debt, and there will be a day of reckoning. What's the day of reckoning? The day of reckoning may well be the collapse of the stock market. The day of reckoning may be the collapse of the dollar. When it comes, I can't tell you exactly, but I can tell you it has happened repeatedly in history when countries ruin their currency.
All right, back with you live, Sam Bushman, Eldon Stahl on your radio. Biden admin can't force doctors to toe, quote, transgender line. Judge now rules. It's a judge from the Northern District of Texas ruling on it. The article's in the New American, written by Michael Tennant. Great article, highlighting another win for us. I know it feels like we don't get any wins, but we do if you pay attention, Eldon.
Yeah, and it's good to have some good news every once in a while, and there is some out there.
It's hard to find, though, isn't it? What do you think about this one, though? This is really good when the courts are starting to side with us on some very key issues. Joe Biden and crew have had their head handed to them on a lot of issues over the last 2 years. Biden's been at the helm, right?
Yeah, he's, you know, of course, tried to push the envelope, and sometimes he doesn't quite do it, does he?
I don't know if he doesn't get it or if he gets it completely. He just wants to go ahead and push his agenda, and he figures, hey, I'm going to throw spaghetti on the wall no matter how unconstitutional it is, and I know something will stick. And I don't really care. Right. As long as I promote enough, you know, some of my agenda will happen. I don't know if he's just thinking that way or if he really doesn't get it. I don't know. But in the end of the day, what matters to me is we're getting some wins.
Yeah, and sometimes these wins in the courts are things where it actually has a longer-term effect because it sets a precedent, or and I like to work both ways, but we can point back to, for example, Mac versus Prince is probably a good example of that, where Bill Clinton, he pushed too far, and the Supreme Court said, no, you can't just commandeer the sheriffs, right?
I agree, and it took a Bill Clinton to reach over, or, you know, reach too far, violate the law like Biden's doing, but it also took a great American to stand up for that win to happen, too. Let's be very clear, it took a win. I mean, it took a real effort, right?
Yep, it did. Yep, that's
and
right.
I think so it's important to realize.
Two sides, yeah, that story, of course, right?
All right, we had on Alex Newman here just a couple of days ago, and he's been speaking out boldly about I don't know what you call this forum they went to, basically the United Nations Framework Forum, and they say at the UN, religious leaders explain the addendum to the Ten Commandments and Third Covenant. Very weird stuff here. We need to dig into this quite a bit, Eldon.
Yeah, and this has been going on, of course, for a long time at the United Nations. They're trying to undermine or replace or come up with some sort of counterfeit form of God's laws and religion. And so in this particular case, they're not trotting out the Ark of Hope like they did with, you know, the Agenda 21 stuff back in the early 2000s with a mock-up of the Ark of the Covenant. Containing some sort of pagan writing. But pretty similar, though. But now they want to basically marry the Ten Commandments and say, you know, we found, you know, kind of an amendment or set of amendments to the Ten Commandments. That where do these come from? I don't know, other than the
So it's Alex hard to understand what this even really means, Al. Eldon, right?
Well, in a way. I mean, they're broad, ambiguous, almost like platitudes or statements that either saying, I don't know if you have some in front of you, but it's kind of weird. But, let's see.
It's really hard to know. So let me give you the headline to kind of put this in perspective. At UN, religious leaders explain addendum to Ten Commandments and Third Covenant. And when you dig into all this, they have a man-made Ten Commandments we're talking about. And they have kind of an agenda to push all the world's religions into one great world religion and jettison all the differing points and kind of build consensus on what they believe to be kind of a new way forward, using the environment or using climate change as the core of all decision making, so to speak. Eldon.
Yeah, and we've had in the past some of our writers write on the idea of a green religion, in a sense that the environment agenda that has overtaken, you know, many governments has many forms of what traditionally we would call religion. And it shouldn't be too big of a surprise that a organization like the United Nations that's just full of collectivist, socialist, communist, Marxist, their idea tends to be no religious liberty, but also consolidation of power. Well, this agenda goes along right with that. If you're going to say, okay, we need to have some sort of one world religion that's endorsed by the rulers of the world.
Where do you think this goes when we talk about Ten Commandments? What are they talking about? Because their commandments aren't really like religious or moral in nature. They're more governing-esque in nature, right?
Well, certainly. Yeah, the Ten Commandments, if you read them, even a cursory understanding of the Ten Commandments tells you that thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not steal. Those things stand in the way of the people that want to rule us, especially the stealing thing. The socialism, communism, collectivism, they want the power to steal without obstruction at all. And certainly they want to control the population. Some of that involves actual killing of people. Honoring your father and your mother, they want to, through UNESCO, alienate the children from the parents, all that. So all of those principles just make it so if people follow them, they're going to be resistant to their agenda that they want to push on.
I just find it very interesting because really if we replace the Ten Commandments with the government's version or the global agenda's version, whatever you want to call it, we're going to jettison, look, the Ten Commandments are about individual relationship with God, individual relationship with your family, and individual relationship with your country. And the Ten Commandments are individual guidelines to help you be self-governed, me to be self-governed. That's what the Ten Commandments are designed to do, to make sure that we're self-governed and that we respect one another, that we realize my rights end where yours begin, etc. So, the thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal. Those are directed, government-wise or country-wise. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Honor thy father and thy mother. These things are related directly to the family. Protect the relationship between husband and wife. Thou shalt not covet. So, leave people's family alone. God, love the Lord thy, keep the Sabbath day holy, and thou shalt have no other gods before me, or love the Lord thy God, love thy neighbor as thyself. These are the 10 or / 12, because the two great commandments. But we're all back to these same cores that I'm speaking of. And the reason that these 10 commandments coming out of general governance via the UN, they want to attack every one of those to sever you from God, family, and country. That's the agenda, Eldon.
Yeah, and certainly, you boil it down to, anything that's going to be attacking the Ten Commandments that says, it's okay to have other gods before the God of the Bible, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and that can be the government. If you establish that principle, of course, governments are going to, they're going to like that idea that there is no other, power above the government that they're attracted to. They want power and money. But this comes out of the devil's workshop. If you're going to rebel against the Ten Commandments.
All right, there you have it. I just find the whole thing disturbing. And I wanted to put some more effort on it. We had on Alex Newman earlier about this from Egypt, and it's kind of scary when you really think about what is being reported by Alex Newman and others about, they're trying to have doctors force transgenderism. A judge has to stand up and stop it. Now you got it, the United Nations, even, outside of the United States or worldwide, this religious liberty forcing all religions to kind of the same table for an agreement and understanding. It's disastrous, folks. All right, when we come back, I got another shot for you. Amen to that. Quick pause. Eldon Stahl, Sam Bushman on your radio.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride. Republicans won a majority of seats in the House of Representatives with a victory in California Wednesday. After 2 years of Democrat control of both chambers of Congress and the White House, some balance will keep the one-party rule in check for now. Representative Kevin McCarthy.
I'm proud to announce the era of one-party Democrat rule in Washington is over. Washington now has a check and balance. The American people have a say in their government. And this new Republican leadership team is ready to get to work to put America back on the right track.
The Republicans gaining a majority in the House will change how things get done on the Hill. Nancy Pelosi will no longer be Speaker of the House come January. Katie Lewis from our Midwest Bureau has more on Ms. Pelosi's future.
Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi will announce her future plans on Thursday. Republicans this week managed to regain control of the House after securing the 218 seats they needed in the midterm elections. Her spokesperson said on Twitter that Pelosi will address the issue on Thursday.
The second biggest donor to the Democrat Party behind George Soros and founder of the now-collapsed crypto trading company FTX, Sam Bankman-Fried, has been hit with a class-action lawsuit by investors alleging he and other high-profile celebrities such as NFL quarterback Tom Brady, his ex-wife, NBA stars Stephen Curry, Shaq, and others violated Florida law and made consumers suffer more than $11 billion in damages. This week, during a heavy snowstorm, a plane crash-landed at a Wisconsin golf course about 40 miles outside of Milwaukee. The plane was transporting 53 at-risk adoption dogs. They were from New Orleans and three people. Everyone on board is okay. USA Radio News.
Paid for by government.com.
The 1878 to 1921 Morgan Silver Dollar, a true American classic and one of the most iconic silver dollar coins in history. It's been 100 years since the last Morgan Silver Dollar coin was struck for circulation. And now, for a limited time only, full pound bags of original U.S. government struck Morgan dollars are being released to the public. That's right. You can own a full pound of 1878 to 1921 classic American Morgan Silver Dollar coins, all in very good collector condition with fully visible dates and mint marks. Guaranteed. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure collector-grade U.S. Morgan Silver Dollars by the pound, struck during the Wild West and the Gilded Age. Plus, receive a bonus American Collector's Pack valued at over $25, free with every order. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure your full pound bag of Morgan Silver Dollar coins before they are gone. 1-800-473-1745. That's 1-800-473-1745.
All right, Eldon Stahl, Sam Bushman on your radio. Eldon is talking about Greg Abbott now, ladies and gentlemen. I should say the John Birch Society is the new American. The author of this article, James Murphy. And it says Greg Abbott invokes invasion clauses in bid to halt illegal immigration in Texas. Now, some are saying it's short of a, quote, invasion declaration, but others are saying, no, he invoked the constitutional clauses. Either way, we've been waiting for Greg Abbott to stand up, but he hasn't done so. I think he was afraid to do so before the election, sadly. But now he's done so, and it's at least some good on the horizon there as well, Eldon.
Yeah, it's good that he's bringing this up, at the very least. Now, how much he follows through with it, you know, that's kind of an open question at this point. Can't predict the future. But it does open up the possibility of involving the National Guard and some of the Texas law enforcement to actually, you know, enforce the border. Because as we know, the Biden administration has been not only bad, but terrible, abominable in their, you know, protection of the international border with Mexico. But yeah, this is, you know, in a, I would say a good sign at least. Certainly hope that the people of Texas will, push Governor Abbott to, follow through on this and put actions, behind these words.
There you have it. I don't really know how to respond to this except for I support it. I wish that he would have spoke out sooner and more boldly. But well, I guess we'll take what we can get at least. And, you know, I'm not really for the Republicans shipping illegals through the interior of the country, because I think that it's unconstitutional for them to enter. And it's really unconstitutional for governors and et cetera to be shipping them around the country. They're doing it to try to show how difficult this is and how it's overwhelming every system in our society and everything else. They're getting their point across to some degree. The problem is they're aiding and abetting illegal activity along the way is the problem that I have, Eldon. So I appreciate Greg Abbott, Governor Abbott, standing up on this. I'm a little hesitant to go along with how the mainstream Republicans and or, you know, even some of our group, Ron DeSantis or whatever else, Greg Abbott. I'm really concerned about how they're going about it, because I don't think they're going about it the right way. He should have had a declaration of emergency and a declaration of an invasion first, instead of just shipping illegals around the country first. So that's kind of my comments. What do you say to that?
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's a very good point. You know, certainly the idea of shipping them to sanctuary cities, that they're smart, you know, as far as the PR or the media goes. But yeah, does it solve the problem? Well, not really. It's innovative. It's something that, you know, gets people's attention and exposes people as hypocrites and all that. But no, it doesn't really enforce the border, because then they're still within the country. They're still causing potential problems, just possibly in somewhere else. So certainly, you know, we need to deal with the problem, the root of the problem. And part of that is realizing that there are people in charge in our country that want to merge our country with the rest of the world, politically, economically, socially. Of course, that would undermine our way of life. That would undermine the sovereignty and the independence of the United States, and of course, our freedoms and our prosperity, all of those things. So there's a larger picture at hand with this immigration, and immigration is being used as a revolutionary tool rather than something to build up our country.
Well, yeah, I agree with that. And I also believe that there's a lot of Americans, vote fraud or not, who back that agenda. Look, the Republicans didn't do very well. The Democrats did very well. You could chalk some of that up to election fraud, and I think there's truth there. But you can't blame it all on election fraud, though. If there was overwhelming Americans saying, no, close the border now, we don't want this, it would have been stopped. And you couldn't, if there's enough support for or against something, you can't vote fraud your way out of it. What I mean is you can vote fraud close elections fairly easily. But you know what? If 300 million Americans said, no, you know what? We're not going to tolerate this, it would stop. But it's just a very, very tiny minority that even seems to be concerned about this, Eldon.
Well, in some ways it might seem that way. But, you know, a lot of it as well comes into play. How well are people organized? And do they understand the source of the problem? If people don't understand what is going on, the agenda, and what to do about it, and how to organize, then of course, a smaller number of people that are well organized and informed and just dedicated to their cause, their agenda, they're going to win the day, even though they have a smaller number.
You bring up a valid point, and I completely agree. We're not organized, but we're not engaged enough either to the level we need to be. For example, we had the red pill last week. I talked about how incredible it was in many, many, many ways, but I talked about the crowd being small too. But Eldon, you have kind of an update and an opinion on your view of the red pill expo update, right?
Yeah, it was an interesting thing. We were able to give the John Birch Society, we had an event right before the Red Pill started. G. Edward Griffin, who's, I believe, the chairman of Red Pill, something like that at this point, recognized him for his call it a Lifetime Achievement Award. He had been part of the John Birch Society for many years. You can look up his video. This is the John Birch Society. Very good video from back in the 60s. But it it was kind of neat to see all these different groups that actually had at some point over time been seems like influenced by the John Birch Society. Not all of them, but
For the most part, anybody with any influence in America today who stands up for God, family, and country, stands up for the Constitution and the proper role of limited government, every one of them has been influenced for the positive by the John Birch Society. There's just no debating it.
Yeah, certainly the influence has gone, you know, over the years. The cumulative effect has been amazing to witness, although, you know, you kind of have to sometimes know what to look for, but... But, yeah, it is really neat to see that.
Yeah, I just cannot underestimate the value the JBS and the New American has brought to the table. And even times when people question them or go, oh, are you sure? They turn out right. They turn out their research is legendary and stellar, et cetera. So, you know, let's be very clear about that. I am a big fan of the JBS. I will never back down from that, no matter how much heat or attack I take. There have been true heroes that have gone before me that have died in the defense of the JBS as well, regardless of the attack. So we got to remain vigilant and strong and defend what's right, good, and moral. That's for sure. Now, one of the things that concerned me, though, is G. Edward Griffin did get up and speak Saturday night. And he made some comments that really concerned me. He talked about possibly opening the doors to changing the Constitution.
Oh, I guess I was at the booth, so I didn't hear those. Fill me in.
So he didn't really say, let's change the Constitution. He didn't really call for a con. He didn't do any of those things. But he kind of opened up the door that, hey, the Constitution's not perfect, and it's kind of failing us, and there's some things we could consider doing to make it stronger. And although I don't disagree with that general premise, I disagree with making those points because it's the last thing we need to do is try to improve the Constitution. Okay? It reminds me, if you've got a problem and one person's 1% of the problem and the other one's 99% of the problem, and you go to the 1% person and start working on that, you know, I don't mean to be rude, you're just wasting your time. Okay, and the same thing is true with this. Look, the Constitution is not perfect. I'll be the first to acknowledge it. I mean, it was created in a day where there was literally slavery. Okay, so let's be clear, we're not defending that or saying it's perfect, but what I'm saying to you is that without a moral and a religious people, there's nothing that can improve it. And if we have a moral and a religious people and we obey it to the T, we'll have very few problems to debate. So I think it's a misplaced assessment because of the opening up of the minds to do that. If he got, let's say that G. Edward Griffin was the only guy to submit one or two things, it might be great. It might improve things. The problem is the second you open it up and put your one or two good things in there with the likes of who's on the planet today and the influence they have, and the lack of morality and religion that's at the helm, you'll get one or two good things in there and then three gazillion bad things. And before you know it, it's completely off the rails. And that's the problem with con. That's the problem with, all these amendments. Look, we've got a ton of amendments on the books, and every one of them that are good are under attack. And all the ones I get rid of seem to be left alone. See what I mean? So we're not going to, when we come back, we'll have Eldon respond to this. But I'm very concerned with even those suggestions because I think we're focusing on the wrong issues and the wrong problems, and it leads to no good. Restoration of the greatest country in the world depends on the supreme law that got it that way in the first place. Hang tight. Liberty Roundtable Live with Eldon Stahl. JBS.org.
Why does the left lie constantly? Because they get spiritual power from lying. The lies come from Satan, the father of lies. John 8:44. Here's how the political lying process works. Satan provides the beast with a lie. Then the more they use the lie, the more spiritual power they get. Look, the media is a lie multiplier, and this multiplication gives more evil, spiritual power to the beast, and that can overwhelm and even deceive the body of Christ, especially when the body is being disobedient to the head. The churches today are incorporated, so they're subordinate to human government. They obey the beast and do nothing to restore our national relationship with God. And the government shall be on his shoulders, Isaiah 9:6. That verse is not for the present-day church. Rather, it is for the end-time church, the body of the line of Judah. A message from Christ Kingdom Ministries.
You know where the solution can be found, Mr. President? In churches, in wedding chapels, in maternity wards across the country and around the world. More babies will mean forward-looking adults, the sort we need to tackle long-term, large-scale problems. American babies in particular are likely going to be wealthier, better educated, and more conservation-minded than children raised in still industrializing countries. As economist Tyler Cowen recently wrote, quote, "By having more children, you're making your nation more populous, thus boosting its capacity to solve climate change. The planet does not need for us to think globally and act locally so much as it needs us to think family and act personally. The solution to so many of our problems, at all times and in all places, is to fall in love, get married, and have some kids."
All right, back with you live, Sam Bushman, Eldon Stahl on your radio. There's a lot going on, Eldon, but I'm telling you, I think we need to remain vigilant. And I really am hesitant when people, I know they're just trying to be honest and candid about the Constitution, but my fear is they're going to end up doing more damage than good. Because the second you start getting people to think about, hey, you know what, the Constitution's not perfect, America's got problems, you know, it's great to acknowledge that, okay? But if you go too far, you almost undermine real solutions. And where do we go if we start adding things to the Constitution? Where do we go if we create a con? Where do we go if we double down and say, yeah, I think we got to just secede from the Union there? Now, where do we go with this right. talk, Eldon?
Yeah, you need to really think things through before you start putting forward you know, solutions that you're going to try to get people to rally around. And, you know, I'm, of course, not the person that says, hey, the Constitution should never be amended. You know, the people that push for a constitutional convention, they'll say, well, you're against Article 5. Well, actually, no. We should have the ability to amend the U.S. Constitution. But we shouldn't do some fake amendments like the progressive wants, with a process that's outside the U.S. Constitution. But, you know, the John Birch Society, we supported the what they called the Liberty Amendment back in the day. This was an amendment that would get rid of the 16th Amendment, the income tax amendment. Of course, we still have the 16th Amendment. But, you know, the process of changing the U.S. Constitution is very difficult. And it just makes it so you've got to have a very robust educational campaign, a very large, you know, marketing, you might say, of an idea before it actually becomes part of the U.S. Constitution. So the people have got to demand it. And even if you do amend the Constitution, you've got to enforce it. You've got to have people understand and demand that it be adhered to once it's added to the U.S. Constitution. So, you know, you got to think those things through before you're going to say, oh, okay, let's go and amend the U.S. Constitution as, you know, an immediate solution to our problem. How that might work out, you got to have that in mind.
There you have it. There's so much to talk about, ladies and gentlemen. We're about out of time, too. But I want to focus on a couple of final stories before the end of the hour. The first one talks about FBI Director Chris Wray gets trapped and proves January 6th was a setup, Ben Armstrong with the New American. And this is a fascinating tale because at the end of his podcast and commentary on this, there's a whole list of videos with groups that have stood up and have caught Chris Wray, caught the FBI, caught all those people in their lies. And when the Epoch Times really doubled down and released their film, basically talking about the other side of the January 6th reality, we begin to learn the truth. This is great stuff, Eldon.
Yeah. Yeah. The truth is slowly coming out. You really have to get people that in some of these hearings that they know they've really thought how to ask these questions and the follow-ups and the words to use. And what if he says this, how do I respond? And et cetera, to finally get them cornered so that they admit that Okay. Okay. Well, maybe you're right. This type of thing.
All right. I just think about Ben Armstrong's reporting on this, and I think, you know what? We need somebody to put the right information in front of us, all in a single page. That's one thing that WorldNet Daily has done really well, and the New American has done really well, is basically take subjects that a lot of us report on as it kind of unfolds, but then you guys go back and do the definitive, and they put it out in the New American magazine with a whole, you know, I don't know, episode or a whole magazine or whatever you want to say, issue dedicated to that cause, and just absolutely nail it. And that's what's kind of going on with some of this stuff, where Ben Armstrong really highlights a lot of the details, where it's all in one place. If you want the definitive, if you want to get cut up in a hurry, if you want to share it with others, boom, it's all in one just killer spot for you. And that's what Ben Armstrong has done with that article, is primarily the reason I bring it up, because we've covered a lot of the pieces of it, but we've needed somebody to put it all in one spot where you can just double down and show it. That it's just incredible. TheNewAmerican.com. Final story of the hour is going to be busy lame duck session ahead for Congress, writes David Kelly in the New American. Boy, howdy, is he spot on, Eldon. It's going to be busy. They're going to try to sell us south, aren't they?
Yes, the Democrats are on their way out in the House as far as the majority, it looks like. And they want to try to get everything, pretty much every bad thing that you could imagine, passed before they are unceremoniously dismissed from their leadership roles.
What do you think we do? What do you think are the big issues to watch for?
Well, there's some on the spending, the budget. There's I guess we mentioned the Respect for Marriage Act. That's not true yet. There's the National Defense Authorization Act. So there's a number of them that are kind of larger items.
I think there's several issues we need to really watch out for, but more climate change agenda, I believe, will be one of the probably the biggest issues, I would have to say. I think that's one issue they're going to push on hard. I also think that they're going to play a lot of games, maybe with healthcare. You know, a lot of the stuff that's been kind of percolating, if you will, I think they're going to try to hammer through. So raising the debt ceiling again, isn't that coming up?
Right, right. Yeah, that's coming.
So, you know, I just think you're going to have more of the same on steroids, kind of kind of an idea. I also wonder if they'll push through something related to gun control.
Possibly. It seems like they always wait till, you know, it's a few days after some shooting to try to push that. They always have something waiting in the wings.
Or it'll be right, you know, before they, you know, leave for the last time. What do you think is going to happen for 2024? Donald made his announcement. I know everybody thinks Donald's great or they hate Donald. They're either the love or the hate Donald group. The nation's so divided. I'm not in the love or hate Donald group, by the way. I'm a constitutionalist, and I base things on principle, not on people, not on fame, not on fortune, not on... It's all based on principle. And so when Donald does something good, I applaud him, Eldon. And when he does something not good, I speak out and explain why I say that it's not good. Okay, so when Donald attacks DeSantis, I think it's a bad move. It's a bad look, Don. Stop it. When Donald Trump says he wants to protect the border, I commend him and support him. When Donald Trump says he wants to, you know, stand for pro-life, I commend him. Good work, Donald. I agree. So, you know what? I don't really look at people that I want to back. I look more at principle. And if you're on the right side of principle, then I stand with you. And if you're on the wrong side of principle, I'm sorry, but you've parted ways with what I believe we should be, where we should be sitting. What do you think of that approach, and what do you think about 2024?
Well, I think that's a great approach. Unfortunately, I've observed that many people aren't, they don't have the foundation, so far as educationally, to be able to stand on principle above personalities and parties. And so the default ends up being often personalities and parties, which is a much more sandy foundation. So I recommend, you know, go through the Constitution as a Solution series, go through, you know, our Bill of Rights series. Understand some of these basic principles. Watch a 29-minute overview of America online. And, you know, these are all videos that you can watch, look up for free. And then you can, you know, at least have some foundation to be able to see, hey, this is a good policy or bad policy, and not be so caught up with the personalities of, oh, I like the way this person talks or the way they look, and et cetera, et cetera. Those are just, you know, superficial things. So we should all be policy or principles based rather than just caught up with, you know, this or that person.
There you have it. All I can tell you is we need to really realize, folks, there's a lot that we can do. I know a lot of people feel like their hands are tied. But you know what? You can really help educate those around you. You can really help by voting, by standing in the gap. I think voting election issues should be one of our biggest focus issues. Okay? They say we have this without evidence, but now more and more people are getting arrested, folks, which proves we are on target. Now, as the CEO of the CSPOA, we're going to be releasing a kind of a help doc. It's kind of a summary flyer, if you will, kind of a brochure, a pamphlet on what you can do dealing with election fraud in your area. What do you need to do? What do you want to focus on? What do you think is the key? And we're going to give you our view of what we think you ought to spend your time on. I don't have time to cover it now, but we will be releasing that shortly. And it has to do with paper ballots. It has to do with same-day voting. It has to do with all the things that you know. But we're trying to put it into a single document to where we can spread it everywhere. Hopefully it'll go viral, right? We've got to work on that. That's our pledge. We will work on rebuilding trust in the United States elections. Remember, the value of political stability depends on it, folks. That's really the bottom line. So we're going to be doing that, Eldon.
Yeah, that's great. That's great.
It's a short 12-step program, sir.
Yeah. Yeah, but it is. It's about what we need, right?
Yeah, got to have a 12-step program for election fraud. We're all too addicted to the scandal and the vitriol and the hatred and the hang around your TV all day to see what latest shenanigans they're going to do next. And, you know, you got to get off that, get on this 12-step program for solutions, ladies and gentlemen. That's all I'm talking about. And that's what we'll be one of the big things we'll be working on. Ladies and gentlemen, we're flat out of time. There's so much to discuss. There's so little time really to dig into it all. But I'm telling you right now, the Epoch Times, WND.com, TheNewAmerican.com, some of my favorite magazines for news. Okay, they just do a great job, those three. WND.com, The Epoch Times, and The New American. Not necessarily in that order either. They're all three just equally good. I monitor those three like big time because I believe that's where the movers and the shakers are really making the biggest difference today. Then I monitor several other news services as well, but those are the top ones that I spend my time on. Eldon, do you have anything to add to that?
Well, in kind of like the Epoch Times has been doing, we just hired a marketing firm, so you'll start seeing some really good ads and promotions of The New American and, you know, building our subscription base. So that'll be a really neat thing to see.
All right. Great news, ladies and gentlemen, as wonderful people work together to defend, to protect, and to preserve the greatest country on the face of the earth. Let's help America become a light on a hill again, shall we? For Eldon Stahl, Kelly Finnegan, Brian Rust, and Sam Bushman, we declare this nation shall endure. God save the Republic of the United States of America.